Welcome to WaveWriter Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. Let's dive in.
SPY is flat. QQQ is barely green. Looks like nothing is happening. But pull back the curtain on breadth and sector rotation, and today's tape is telling a very specific story. Here's what you need to know before the afternoon session. This is WaveWriter Midday Wave. The market looks calm right now, SPY flat, QQQ barely moving, but what's actually happening underneath?
I mean, it's paddling furiously underneath. SPY is sitting unchanged, QQQ up just 0.1%, but that tiny move is all semiconductor strength doing the lifting.
Right.
And here's the kicker. Bull 4% is at 186 versus bear 4% at 70, nearly a 2.7-to-1 ratio.
Wait. 186 bulls sounds like a lot. Why is that actually a warning sign?
So the ratio sounds bullish, but 186 is a dangerously low absolute count. We're talking about a handful of stocks driving the entire move, while most names are struggling to keep up. Volume's running below average, too. Classic wait-and-see posture ahead of these G7 oil stockpile headlines. And healthcare? RSPH is hitting fresh lows, biotech weakness spreading.
So this is the digestion phase after yesterday's oil volatility?
Exactly. Yesterday was all about that early oil sell-off and recovery. Today we're just processing it. Energy stabilized, but it's not a catalyst anymore.
Okay. So if breadth is this narrow, where is the money actually going?
Three tech subsectors doing the heavy lifting. TONX is your software leader, up 10.6% on the session.
10.6 on what catalyst?
That's the thing. Arvol is only 0.8.
Wait, TONX is up 10.6%, but volume's below average?
Honestly, it cuts both ways. Low Arvol on a big price move means this isn't a volume-driven pump, which can actually be more sustainable, but...
But conviction is limited.
Right. You want to see volume confirm this move into the afternoon before sizing up.
Mm-hmm.
Then you've got MU, semiconductor theme. Up 3.4% from the open, trading at $376.50 on next-gen DRAM collaboration news.
That's the QQQ story right there, isn't it?
Exactly. That's directly explaining QQQ's outperformance over SPY. And then, look, AAOI is doing something completely different. Fiber optics up 6.9% from the open on a price target raise. Telecom infrastructure rotation.
Is there a bigger theme connecting MBU and AAOI beyond just today's catalysts?
Yeah, and this is actually the part I find most interesting about today. MU and AAOI are both infrastructure-level tech spending plays. DRAM and fiber optics are the backbone of AI and data center build-out. This could be a rotation worth tracking well beyond today.
Mm-hmm.
Think of today's momentum like a spotlight on a dark stage. Only a few names are lit up, and they're all in the tech corner.
Okay, let's get into the setups. What's developing on the volume and catalyst side?
So, okay, CRWD. This one's interesting. CRT setup at $434.13, sitting right at a supply zone with a 2.9% ADR.
Clean risk levels?
Textbook. It's like a toll booth. It either pays the toll and breaks through, or it turns around.
Huh, pays the toll. I like that.
The 2.9% ADR defines how far it travels in either direction. But here's the caveat. Session volume is below average across the board. That limits conviction on any breakout.
What about AGX? You mentioned an 11.7% move from session lows. What does a range expansion like that tell you?
That's the kind of move you don't see every day. AGX is developing a Magna 5-3 pattern at $466.38 near 52-week highs. When you see that kind of range expansion near a 52-week high, the market is telling you something about demand.
Right.
But, same caveat, you need afternoon volume pickup for confirmation.
Okay, afternoon. What are you actually watching into the close?
INTU demand zone at $440 to $427 is your afternoon bounce setup.
440 to 427. That's a pretty wide zone.
It is, but it's where the structure is. INTU has been lagging the software strength we saw in TONX today, so that pullback into the zone is where you look for a catch-up trade if software momentum holds.
And BKNG?
BKNG weekly support at $4,240, that's your oil sensitivity proxy for the afternoon. Travel names are directly tied to oil price stability, so this level tells you in real time how the market is pricing the oil narrative.
Right.
But, same caveat, you need afternoon volume pickup for confirmation.
Okay, afternoon. What are you actually watching into the close?
INTU demand zone at $440 to $427 is your afternoon bounce setup.
440 to 427. That's a pretty wide zone.
It is, but it's where the structure is. INTU has been lagging the software strength we saw in TONX today, so that pullback into the zone is where you'd look for a catch-up trade if software momentum holds.
And BKNG?
BKNG weekly support at $4,240, that's your oil sensitivity proxy for the afternoon. Travel names are directly tied to oil price stability, so this level tells you in real time how the market is pricing the oil narrative.
Neutral bias into the close?
Yeah. Oil stabilization helps sentiment, but poor breadth caps upside.
And the one headline that could break this session out of its holding pattern?
I mean, honestly, it's the G7 oil stockpile meeting. Any surprise headline could reprice energy and travel names in minutes. This is the final act of a play where the script hasn't been written yet.
Final act, script not written? Yeah, that's exactly what this tape feels like right now.
One headline rewrites the ending. And the secondary risk is healthcare breakdown spreading from RSPH. If defensive sectors keep deteriorating, the fragile rally structure gets more exposed.
So, strategic posture?
Favor tech longs with defined risk, avoid healthcare and low-breadth chasing, stay alert on oil headlines.
Today's tape is a study in divergence. SPY flat, breadth at 186 bulls, participation is razor thin. The only real momentum is in tech subsectors, software, semis, fiber optics. Healthcare is breaking down.
And the G7 meeting is the wild card that ties it all together. One headline moves energy, travel, and sentiment simultaneously.
Keep INTU, BKNG, and CRWD on your radar into the close, and stay close to those G7 headlines. We'll be back with the closing wave. This is Wave Rider Midday Wave.
That's all for today's episode of Wave Rider Midday Wave, your mid-session market intelligence. See you next time.